KTOO would like to acknowledge that we broadcast from the homelands of the Ak Kwan. The Tlinne D have stewarded this area for thousands of years. The tidelands where our studios sit are now covered over with buildings, roads, and parking lots, but they were once a source of food, a place to maintain smokehouses, and a place to gather driftwood for fuel. In sharing this history, KTOO hopes to honor the ancestors and the descendants of the Ak Kwan. We recognize those families who have never relinquished their hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and their stewardship of the land and waterways, and continue to cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront for today and for future generations. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. Today, we're saying happy birthday to Woodsy Owl, who hasn't aged a bit in his 50 years. Many of us grew up with Woodsy and know him from TV and radio.
Help Woodsy spread the word. Tell your friends what you've heard.
I'm Woodsy Owl. Trees fight air pollution, noise pollution.
Woodsy's slogan, "Please give a hoot, don't pollute," was officially introduced on this day 50 years ago, September 15th, 1971, when Secretary of Agriculture Clifford Hardin launched a U.S. Forest Service anti-pollution campaign. Other familiar slogans you may have heard, "Lend a hand, care for the land," or "Never be a dirty bird in the city or the woods, help keep America looking good." Joining us to celebrate Woodsy's 50th anniversary, we have two guests from the Tongass National Forest Juneau Ranger District. Melissa O'Donnell, Assistant Director. Hi, Melissa.
Hi there.
And Julia Shostak, Lead Interpretive Ranger. Hi, Julia.
Hi there.
Hi. Thanks, both of you, for being with me today. So what do you each remember about Woodsy Owl? Was he a part of your childhood? Melissa, let's start with you.
Yes, he was. I remember seeing him on TV. I don't even remember how young I was, but this big, cute, cuddly owl with big yellow eyes and a green hat. And how does "give a hoot, not pollute" just stick in your head, his motto back then? And it meant a lot to me as a kid. I was like an earth ranger. I loved it and grew up to be a ranger. So he was definitely a part of my childhood.
What about you, Julia?
Yeah, I definitely remember learning about his four R's: reduce, reuse, recycle, and rot, which were all big in my household. Recycling and composting have been ingrained in me since a small child. So definitely remember Woodsy from my childhood.
Rot is a new one for me. I wonder if that was introduced in later years, not maybe when I was growing up in the 80s. How has Woodsy changed over time? Do either of you have an idea? I mean, I have a picture of him in my mind as kind of a pretty vintage cartoon character, but I've seen pictures now. He doesn't quite look the same.
Yeah, he has changed. The big yellow-eyed puffy one that I remember and adored and still do. He's more appealing to a younger audience, like preschool to second grade. So Woodsy Owl is 12 years old. So that's sort of how his image has changed and the way he's looked over the 50 years. And his motto for a long time was "give a hoot, don't pollute." And that's still very much one of his messages, but it's more encompassing now to a broader conservation message to be "lend a hand, care for the land" is his new motto.
Julia, anything to add?
Yeah, Woodsy's had a couple other less common mottos. One of my favorite is "open your eyes, be climate wise," which is a little bit newer and I think speaks a lot to being climate focused and thinking about climate change and what we can do to lower our carbon footprint.
Yeah. Just for fun, let's listen to another one of those PSAs.
Hi, I'm Woodsy Owl. In order to try and stop pollution, we need more help. So
help Woodsy spread the word.
Come on.
Never be a dirty bird. No matter where you go, you can let some people know to give a hoot, don't pollute. Never be a dirty bird. In the city or in the woods, help keep America looking good.
Kind of takes me back. What? We've talked a little bit about what are some of his messages of conservation, but why do you think they're so effective and what gives them that staying power that's lasted 50 years?
I think the rhyming is a big help. And they also, I think a lot of the messaging around his core messages is really focused on things we as individuals can do. A lot of the original messaging was about not littering, which is a very easy thing for everybody to do. So I think that has some sticking power when it's something you can really do day to day, as opposed to being kind of a big ambiguous message.
What are your thoughts, Melissa? Go ahead.
Well, I feel like he had hashtags before hashtags were a thing. Like, he has these short, sweet messages that are just to the point and you understand what they are. Like, another one is turn your key, be idle free. So when you drive your car, if you're idling for more than 10 seconds, turn it off to be climate wise. So I think it's really catchy and to the point and that you remember it.
Do you think he has the ability to last another 50 years?
Absolutely.
Well, before we get too far ahead of ourselves and looking into the future, let's talk about how we're going to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Woodsy Owl. So what are some of the plans for a celebration in your district?
We've got a lot going on here at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center. Almost everything is outside and self-guided, so you can do it at your own pace. A lot of it is geared towards younger children, too. So if you've got little ones at home, definitely bring them out. I'll talk about the storybook hike, Melissa, if you want to tackle something else. We've got a little bit of a storybook hike going on our Trail of Time. You can follow along with some of the pages of Woodsy's ABCs, which all have a cute rhyme about being climate wise or lending a hand and an activity to do. And you can learn how to spell the word birthday, which is pretty fun.
Yeah, we have a few others for Agents of Discovery, which is a mobile game app that's for like older kids, maybe third up to fifth grade. It's downloading an app from Agents of Discovery. It's free. And we have a special edition birthday for Woodsy Owl. And there's 6 challenge questions going along the trail. And every single trail has something to do. Like, we have a nature challenge on Steep Creek. We've got a scavenger hunt on Nugget Falls. And the one that Julie was just talking about is on our Trail of Time. So we're kind of spread out with lots of things to do at your own pace and being COVID safe, of course.
Right. And this celebration is stretched out over 5 days, it looks like. So people can come at any time and participate in these activities. Or is it a little bit more structured than that?
It's actually even longer. It's 10 days. It goes until National Public Lands Day, which is on the 25th, which is a fee-free day here on site. And it all is self-guided. You can stop and pick up your scavenger hunt, or we have it posted at the beginning of the trail if you just want to take a picture. But everything else, you can kind of just do at your own pace, whatever your speed or time allows.
I see that there's a Woodsy selfie station that is on the map here. Can you say a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so Woodsy unfortunately has to be elsewhere in the forest for safety reasons. So we have a station in the pavilion on the wall that you can come take a picture with, a two-dimensional one, since the real deal can't unfortunately be here. So it's a fun spot to see Woodsy on the glacier and get your photo if you're interested in doing so.
Oh, that does sound like fun. And it looks like there's some birthday candles, birthday decorations, and even a craft corner. So it really is going to be like a real birthday party. Can you give us any like hints or teasers about what that might look like?
Oh, man, the visitor center is decked out. We've spent weeks making various birthday decorations out of reused materials. So everything we've used is either scrap paper or what would be put in the trash or recycling. And it's really decked out. So lots of different ideas. So if you've got a birthday party coming up, it would be cool to come and get some ideas even. You can see the different crafts that we have in Woodsy's Craft Corner up in the visitor center. Some of our rangers put them together. So there's lots to see.
It really sounds like a lot of planning has gone into this. How long have you been preparing for this 50th anniversary of Woodsy Owl?
Oh, probably a couple months. And I think our original hope was to have more of an in-person event. But with just being conscious of being responsible in our community and being safe with COVID, we kind of altered and pivoted to do a self-guided ongoing celebration versus just one day celebration.
So how active is Woodsy Owl in messaging for the Forest Service these days? Like I said, we all kind of remember him from when we were kids, but is he still putting out PSAs and cartoons and new slogans?
I think less on the cartoon front, but he does have an occasional new slogan, like "Turn your key, be auto-free" is a little on the newer side. And Woodsy does have a Twitter and a Facebook. So he's moved into the age of social media. So you can follow him on there and check out what he's up to.
Well, I think that this is just going to be an incredible celebration. There really is a lot to see and do. For folks who are listening right now, I strongly recommend looking at the map and the flyer that not only advertises the event, when it's happening and where it's happening, but also where you can find all the things like the scavenger hunt, the Agents of Discovery mission, the birthday decorations and the candles, some ideas for the 4 R's, selfie station, craft corner, storybook hike, and nature challenge. It's really a lot, and it sounds like so much fun. Can you tell our listeners where they might find this?
Yeah, so the best place might right now be on your website, but it'll soon be on our Facebook page, the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center Facebook page.
It's also posted around site. So if you're here when we're open from 10 to 6. We have it at our information kiosk and inside the visitor center. But if you're here after we close, it's posted in our various bulletins that are on site.
That's great. And again, we are marking the anniversary of Woodsy Owl, but also National Public Lands Day. So I just wanted to ask if there's anything else you wanted to share about National Public Lands Day, apart from the fact that it's a nationwide fee-free day for national forests and parks.
Yeah, National Public Lands Day is a great day to go to whatever federal public lands that you have in your neighborhood, right? And we have this wonderful spot right in our backyard. And so it's a fee-free day, so everyone is welcome to come. Normally we have a $5 day pass for anyone who's ages 16 and over. And so it's a way to celebrate these lands that belong to all of us, and it's up to all of us to take care of. So a great sort of parallel to Woodsy's mottos and messages. To align those two together to end our celebration on that particular day.
Well, thanks so much for answering my questions, Melissa O'Donnell, Assistant Director, and Julia Shostak, Lead Interpretive Ranger for the U.S. Forest Service here in Juneau, the Tongass National Forest. Is there anything else that we missed? Anything else you want to add or share with our listeners before we say goodbye today?
We have
I just
prizes.
Got a reminder.
Oh. Julia, you go ahead.
I just wanted to send out the reminder to lend a hand and care for the land. Even if you don't come visit us, you can do that every day and everything you do.
And Melissa, you get the last word.
We have prizes for some of our activities, so please come out. They have great reminders of the message that Julia just shared. It's a great way to appreciate Earth and take care of nature and just get a family fun outdoor event where it's safe to do so. So come on out and see us and celebrate his birthday.
All right. Starting today until September 25th?
That's right.
All right. Thanks again, both of you, so much for your time today. It was really fun to chat and reminisce about Woodsy Owl, and happy birthday /50th anniversary to that guy.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks. You guys take care.